You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A taxation bill was passed last week, eliminating the unnecessary secondary tax for workers with more than one job. The bill will come into effect on the 1st of April. Here I am talking with Terry Borcher, tax consultant and columnist, talking about the new legislation.
Right, secondary tax is to cover the situation where a person has more than one job and is on pay-as-you-earn. Pay-as-you-earn is a great system, but it's really designed around one job per person per year. And of course, nowadays, people are working several jobs simultaneously. The gig economy is a phrase for that. So the tax system struggles to cope with that because the tax rates are applied to each person individually. So they're not applied at present on a cumulative basis. So in other words, each job is taxed separately from the other job. And if the person is earning, working in several jobs, the result is they will underpay their tax because they would get given the same thresholds across all those jobs. So secondary tax is designed to get round that by saying, if you have a secondary job, we will apply a special tax rate. And then, at the end of the year, we'll square everything up, or you will apply for a square up. So that's the theory behind secondary tax. The problem was with it is that often people didn't realize that they had to apply at the end of the tax year and get back their tax, but also that they often overpaid during the year. For example, the tax rate is up to 17.5% up to $48,000. Now, you might be working two low-paid jobs, and which in aggregate are under come up to less than $48,000. But secondary tax would tax your second job at the 33% rate rather than the 17.5% rate. And so this is the core of the problem with secondary tax.
So I guess going into this legislation now, what is this announcement around the end of unnecessary secondary tax, and what are the circumstances for this?
Well, this is part of what the IRD have been running for a while now, called their Business Transformation Program. And this stage, the next stage, is they've been working their way through the various taxes as they upgrade their system. Their computer system was first, what they call first, and I've forgotten what that means, was introduced in the early 90s. Right. And has been clunking along since then. And it actually probably should have been replaced 5 years ago. But under the government then, I think they just tried to kick it down to the road until finally IRD told them, you have to do this, otherwise the whole system's going to crash.
Right.
So they've been replacing it bit by bit. They started 2 years ago with GST. They switched the GST system over. And then last year, they started moving over the provisional tax. And this year, from 1st of April, is what they call Release 3. And this is a biggie because this is everyone on pay-as-you-earn. And what is going to happen is the system is obviously get exponentially better in processing. And the record-keeping that the access to records that revenue will have from employers, etc., will enable the revenue to so basically move to almost real-time PAYE. It's a bit of a dream that they've had for some time, but essentially with something else called payday filing, whereby employers are required to report to Inland Revenue on the day they make a pay payment, pay salary or wages, then the revenue will have all the right data to be able to say, right, Lewis over here is paying too much tax. We will send his employer updated tax details to adjust the amount of pay as you earn that will be deducted.
Right. So the Inland Revenue will put this into effect. You say it will take some time. How will they monitor that the tax paid by the wages and salaries earned throughout the year? How will they make sure this is in check?
This is the $1.5 billion question, because that's the amount the business transformation program is costing, is supposed to cost the Inland Revenue.
Wow.
What is going to happen is the legislation is effective from 1st of April, but Inland Revenue, it can't switch over from on the 1st of April straight away from its old tax system to the new START, Simplified Tax and Reporting. Because we're still caught up with tax year-end matters and the rest of that. So what they're going to do is they're basically, you may have seen this, they're going to close down the Inland Revenue from the afternoon of Thursday, the 18th of April, just before Good Friday, and then they'll reopen the morning after Anzac Day. And in that period, they'll then just switch everything over.
Right.
From that point onwards, what will happen... and is that they will then start working their way through everyone who has the PAYE records for everyone for the year ended 31 March 2019, and they'll start issuing automatic, what they call automatic square-ups and refunds. And that's the first stage, and that's going to take them 10 weeks or so to work through, because that's about 2 million people. And it's expected about 750,000 people will receive refunds that haven't done so previously, but I wouldn't be going out and betting the house on it. There may be small amounts, and then maybe about 100,000 may find that they've actually got tax to pay, and that could have happened because they had under too little tax deducted. They perhaps try their jobs were deducting tax at the wrong rate. Now, over time, going forward, this is when I mentioned the point I mentioned about payday filing will come into play, because as payday filing becomes more embedded in, then Inland Revenue will be receiving all the data it needs to monitor a person's pay-as-you-earn and salary through the year. So they'll be checking through the year. So basically imagine that they've got this giant supercomputer, Skynet IRD, if you want to call it anything, whatever, that will be clunking through, you know, just working through the calculations for each person and say, this person is overpaying their tax at the moment. Rather than have the standard tax codes, here is an updated tax code for you and your employer, and you change the codes accordingly, and then that should result in the right amount of tax being paid. This is a huge test of the Inland Revenue systems. Gradually over time, what we should see is the degree of accuracy and the number of people who have to apply for refunds or get refunds at the end of the year should start to diminish, or rather the amount of refund they get will go from, say, several hundred dollars to maybe $20, $30 as the sort of everything becomes much more accurate.
You call that a news update?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.